All right. This morning we are meeting on Meetup, and oh, here's Mason, and there he is, and I can see him connecting, and I can see his picture, so he's on. Good, 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 good. So anyway, what we're doing is we're on a webinar this morning instead of a Meetup, or instead of a meeting in Zoom. And I was just explaining to the crew, and I'll mention this on the recording, for those of you that are wanting to create a 5-session, either masterclass, mastermind, 5-day challenge, whatever it is that you want to create for yourself, this free meetup actually shows us doing one. And each of us in the group get a turn to facilitate the 5 sessions. And so today, Linda Thomas is facilitating, and this is her 2nd out of 5 sessions.
Excuse me.
And so what we're going to do as we're recording is we're going to actually let her introduce herself, and I'm going to let her actually facilitate and moderate, if you will, around the room as she does the book of John Maxwell, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. Now, when you do your own, whether you're doing a 5-day challenge or you're doing a 5-week masterclass or whatever 5 you want to do, 5's the magic number, by the way, however you want to create that, then you can use whatever platform you want. You don't have to even use Zoom, but everyone is familiar with Zoom because of the pandemic. And so everybody that has decided they would never be on a computer ended up being on a computer for their jobs, for the kids at school. I mean, all of it was kind of the same technology, but there are a whole handful of platforms that you can use out there. You don't have to use Zoom. Zoom is just one of many, but it is the most common one right now. And it's probably the most user-friendly. So what I like about Zoom is that, number one, you have the control of either doing a meetup or a webinar. Number two, once it records, you can record either then to your computer or into the Zoom cloud. So that's the second advantage. And then once the recording completes itself and the recording is now you know, ready for you to use, it actually divides it for you into an audio video version and an audio only version. So if you wanted to launch a podcast, all you have to do is take the audio version only and use that particular link and upload it into a podcast platform, and boom, you've already got a podcast. So that's why I like Zoom. It kind of does all of that for you. You can save those videos on your Zoom library if you want, or you can actually move those videos over to Vimeo or YouTube, and then you can repurpose. So all of a sudden you do one Zoom call, whether it's on the meeting platform or the webinar platform, and now you have something you can put as content into, if you're creating a program, like a, let's say a teaching program of some sort, you can use the video there. You can use the video on Vimeo for folks to find you. You can use the video on YouTube, which is the number 2 biggest search engine in the world. And, or you can use the audio version only that Zoom already does for you, and you can use that over on any podcast platform. And depending on the podcast platform that you choose, a lot of the podcast platforms share between several podcast platforms. I'm on Audio Boom, which is my podcast platform. It automatically shares to 5 other channels, and Amazon Music just now picked up my podcast. And so those are all the fun ways that you can use these platforms. You can repurpose your content across everything that you're doing, and it saves you a lot of time, and it gives you such a big presence out across the internet, because if anybody puts in your name or the name of your organization, however you decide to market that, you come up in Vimeo, you come up in YouTube, you come up on your social media post, you come up in your podcast channels, and all of a sudden you're the whole first page of Google when somebody Googles your organization, your name, your company name, or whatever it is you're promoting. And so I do want to share a little bit before I turn it over to Linda about what I do. I'm Kathy Benner. I'm a passive income coach. You can find me at kathybenner.com. And I have 8 different lanes trying to help you launch whatever it is that you would like to launch. And so at this point, I'm going to mute everybody here. So at this point, When you launch, you can look at the how to build a better business under all of my lanes. And that is where I show you actually the nuts and bolts about how to put together your business on the back end so that it looks good on the front end. And so that's where we get down into the weeds, if you will, and we talk about all the different channels that you can use to do your webinars if that's what you want to do. But we also talk about where to put your blog post. We talk about where to put your podcast. We talk about how to build your website. And we have a mastermind, and so everyone gets to contribute. So it's not just my opinion and my ideas. It's everyone gets to contribute their voice. They get to mention what they like, the products that they're using. And so it's just a great way to say, what is everybody doing and what works best for everyone? And so please feel free to tap into those. So I do have mastermind for each of the lanes that I'm in, and anyone that wants to join, and this will be my shameless plug for the day. Anyone that wants to join, you can have two masterminds for the price of one, and they're only $25 a month. It's a membership site, so you can tap in as much or as little as you'd like. So with that, I am going to say good morning, and I am going to let Linda actually facilitate us through our introductions, and because that's what it's all about, is her actually running this particular mastermind. Again, this is her session 2 of her 5 sessions. And so with that, I'm going to turn it over to Linda. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be with you all again this month, and in all the different lanes that Kathy operates in, we have so many opportunities to learn and get exposure. Even if we know some things in the given area, there are always those little extra nuggets that can really be a game changer for each of us in our mission, our business, whatever it is that we feel that we're here to do. So thank you so much for that, Kathy. My name is Linda Thomas. I'm the founder of the Legacy of Love Project, which is a group course where I help people create their perfect end-of-life plan within 90 days so they can be a blessing to their loved ones instead of a burden. It's such a privilege to be able to do that and change lives. And in my own personal life, my father just passed away this month. So it has been an additional proof in my mind and in my heart of the importance of this. And also it's been kind of surreal because I am experiencing this as a daughter and as a family member, but also from that 10,000 foot view, like, oh, people need to know this. Oh, I need to add this to a certain portion of the course because I know it's going to bless and benefit other people and their families. So it's been really something, but God is good, and we're doing okay. I would like to take a moment and give everybody an opportunity to just introduce themselves and say where they're joining us from. And then we'll go ahead and get started. Debbie is in the upper left part of my screen. Would you like to go first?
Sure. I'm Debbie Marks, and I live near Buckeye Lake, Pleasantville, which is just about 20 minutes from Kathy. And I'm so glad to be here today. Thank you.
Althea, you're next on my screen. We need your audio, though.
Mute me. There we go. I am in Northwest Ohio, actually in Sylvania, Ohio, which is a bedroom community, but right up against Toledo, Ohio. And depending on where I'm situated, 2 minutes or 20 minutes from the Michigan border. So I'm pretty north. Let's see, I have been in this area. My career brought me here about 28 years ago, but I'm actually from Columbus, Ohio, and my career has taken me all around. My company is Executive Talent Management Consulting, ETMC for short. And what I do in this second piece of life since my dad died. I literally left corporate America the month that my father passed away. I was in Atlanta and relocated back home. Here, we kept this house all those years, and to help my mom, go through not only the loss, but all of what Linda has spoken about is, you have this estate, you have all of this that you have to do. And so I always had a company, even while I was an executive in healthcare, and I just went to bring up my company full time. And so I've been doing that since full time 2011. And so what the company does, executive search, executive coaching, volume staffing, as well as leadership development and career management for corporations and professionals.
Thank you so much for that, Althea. And welcome, because this is your first time with us, correct?
Okay. Yes, yes.
Great. Thank you. And Angela, you are next on my screen.
There you go. Hi, I'm happy to be here this morning. Right now I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. I live in northern part of Ohio. I'm about maybe 20-25 minutes from Dayton, Ohio. And I've been living in Ohio for over 20 years now. And I'm in the second part of, I think, my life, and so I'm starting a new career, and I'm embarking on something totally different, and I'm excited. I have not got it off the ground. However, I know that my mouth is not only made to communicate, but my mouth is also made to create. And so right now I'm using my mouth to basically just tell people what my goals and aspirations are in this latter part of my life. And so, because I know that whatever I'm seeking is seeking me. So I just want to, like I said, my aspiration, my desire, and who I am is to help particularly women for their relationships between the other women in their life, whether it be co-workers, their daughters especially, then maybe like I said, parent relationships, and like I said, and also in the workplace, just to have fruitful, harmonious relationships. And that's what I want. And I think that every relationship should be harmonious, happy, it should be respectful. And I'm just looking forward to being a part of that and watching our relationships grow in that aspect.
Thank you, Angela. And Mason, would you like to just fill us in on where you're from? And so glad you were able to connect with us today.
I am actually in Newark, Ohio, about 30 miles outside of Columbus to the east. And I am just trying to figure out my technology, why I'm on my phone and I can't get my tablet to work. So that's my whole goal for my second half of life, figuring out technology.
Good luck with that. Good luck. Good luck. I am odd woman out. I am not in Ohio. I am pretty darn close, though. I'm between Pittsburgh and the Ohio border, and I can be hitting the famed dirt of Ohio in about half an hour. So, so thank you so much. The book we're covering in this mastermind is by John Maxwell. It's called Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. You can purchase the book. Some of you may already have it, but it is not required that you have it in order to join us. And I will hit return right now. I don't have a button. This is a little strange. I don't have a button to hit return in the chat. Isn't that odd? Maybe
Yeah.
So it's not me, just for technology. Yay.
I just hit return.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
I had preloaded the link. And then when I tried to go back to it, it was kind of refusing delivery on me. But this should enable you to download the book summary, which will give you a little something to know what's happening in the book. We're currently on chapter 2, and it is called Connecting is All About Others. By the way, you can copy this link. If you go to the lower right corner where the three dots are, click that and you can save the entire chat, and that'll capture anything that's in the chat as of the moment that you hit save. And you can resave as if other things get downloaded into the chat as well. It's one of the greatest tools. And by the way, if we're sharing things about how to run masterminds and events in your settings as a Zoom host, you can make it that your chat is always saved automatically, which is pretty wonderful because some days you are too busy. You can also make it that your meeting is automatically recorded so that if your brain is not in gear, you didn't miss the opportunity to record something important as well. So just a couple little tidbits if you're hosting events yourself. For anyone who has read chapter 2, John Maxwell shares a story of a trip that he took, and I am attempting to get rid of an extra screen here. That is much better. He shared a story of a trip he took to Machu Picchu in South America, and it is famed as one of the most beautiful, amazing, transfixing places you can go if you're a traveler. And his experience was absolutely wonderful, really just revolutionary in his mind. It was just so wonderful. And he made up his mind that he was definitely going to take his wife on this same trip. So over time, he was able to organize a trip, planned in some extra awesome things like the Orient Express train ride and amazing hotel accommodations. But what he found out, and because we're talking about connecting is all about others, he had an experience with a tour guide who was just dreadful. And it actually ruined the entire trip for him and for his wife and for the other couples that they invited along with them for the trip. And what happened was this guide knew all the facts and figures about and the dates and what was founded when and what was built when and by whom. And all of those things. And he was kind of like a runaway train in a way, sharing all this information, really didn't want to pause, didn't want or appreciate any interaction from these pesky tourists who he was guiding. And when they did ask a question, he kind of tolerated it, but then went immediately back to his litany that he was doing. And the people just felt so disengaged, unappreciated, unrespected, and they actually couldn't wait to get away from him. So people began drifting away to the edges and then started kind of conducting their own tour because they could at least take pictures and try to capture this moment. And eventually the tour guide, Carlos, was standing there where he had originally planted himself, continuing his diatribe for several hours with no one listening. So I was just amazed at how tone deaf this guy was. And the only reason the tour members returned was they were going to have to come back in order to get on the bus. But they stayed away from Carlos as long as they humanly could. So I wanted to just mention to you guys and have a little discussion. What are some things that we could learn from the way Carlos conducted himself so that we kind of don't make the same mistake? I would like to throw out one quote from the book of 1 Corinthians in the Bible, because this is the one thing that Carlos did not know or understand. And it's verse 13:1. And in this translation, it says, "If I could speak all the languages of earth and angels, but didn't love others, I would be only a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal." And that's pretty much what poor Carlos was as he just kind of blundered through his touring. And I'm sure he thought he was pretty great because he knew so much information. But what is it all worth if we're not connecting deeply with other people? What are some lessons you think we could learn from what Carlos did and didn't do? Go ahead, Althea. You'll need to unmute.
You're muted.
There we go.
There we go.
Thank you. I think Carlos missed the major opportunity when he started his tour to solicit some of the wants and wishes of areas of interest and where he could focus his vast knowledge of facts and what have you, that would really be of interest to the majority of the participants or the tourists. I think that's a key thing that we want to do is, you know, engage from the beginning and at least have a mental map of to be inclusive in their interests and to invite, you know, a measure of questions or at least set up for that opportunity as well. And to say, this is about you and your experience. I want you to get the most out of it and set that as a platform.
Yeah. And you know what brought to my mind as you were saying that is it's very similar to what happens in the world of advice. Like if someone is kind of showering you with advice that you never wanted, you really want to reject it. And I think that's kind of what they did with Carlos's facts. However, if they had said, this is amazing, who built this? They would have been all ears to hear what the answer was, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think you've really put your finger on something there. Any other thoughts? Kathy.
Yeah, I think asking questions from the very beginning, I think is so important for anybody that's presenting or speaking is asking questions. I don't know about you, but if I'm sitting in an auditorium where there's going to be a speaker, I really appreciate when the speaker comes on and they ask, and sometimes it's just real general, like how many in the audience, you know, this, or how many in the audience that, and what the speaker is doing is getting a feel for where his audience is so that the speaker knows where, what level to present to. But I think it makes the audience feel heard when they're asked questions at the very beginning. So I think that's kind of important in any type of a communication is I think sometimes we forget to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. And Mason.
He also forgot his role was he was there to serve others.
Yes.
Trying to turn that symbol down to him. Is when you're speaking, when you're presenting to someone, your role is to serve others. You're trying to give them knowledge. I'll be honest, I had a similar situation many, many years ago on a tour bus in New York. The bus guy was very similar to what you described. And in this case, I was younger, I'm sorry, but it took actually a couple of physical threats of bodily harm to get him back on track and to realize he was there to serve us and to talk with us. We didn't have the ability to leave him. So we had to get his attention other ways because he just forgot what his role was. And that's not a negative role. That's not a subordinate or subservient role. You're there to take care of others. In this case, he had the knowledge. That was great. To share with others. That was his role.
Absolutely. Forgive me. I have a tickle going on. I need to take a sip of water.
So does everybody have their coffee this morning? Yes, I've got I have my Amsterdam cup. I have a collection of coffee mugs and every morning I get a coffee mug and I get to think back and revisit my last tour guide and how they handled the tour.
Yes, I had London yesterday and I have Las Vegas.
Very good. And, you know, and each of us has memories of a great tour guide and it made the trip with their personality, mm-hmm. their charm, their engagement and sharing information that we actually wanted. So I try to always learn a lot, whether something is done right or wrong. And, you know, we all have the ability to witness things being done poorly, whether it's at a local restaurant or on a tour or wherever, or something that we ourselves have done not quite well enough. But there's always the opportunity to learn from it. And that's the good part. Angela.
Yes, I like what everybody's saying about asking questions. And however, I think sometimes that we are afraid, apprehensive to ask questions. And that's why we don't, because sometimes we are programmed that, you know, your question is gonna, you know, be stupid or whatever, or it is unwarranted, or sometimes I think people just are just fearful of asking questions, and therefore they don't get connected. Because when you ask questions, you find out that you have so much in common and you are connected, but you just haven't voiced it because you have not asked the question that hooks you to the other person.
That's so true. And I mean, we should have been learning this all the way from first grade on, because so often if one child raises their hand and asks a question, there it could have been 80% of the kids in the room had the same question, but we just needed somebody to speak up and not be afraid that they would seem stupid, because it really wasn't a dumb question at all. But boy, vulnerability is tough, as we talked about at our last session. And there was something else that I was going to say in regard to this, and I don't know if it's going to come back to me. I know, in relation to what several of you have said, especially if we're leaders or facilitators, it is really great to ask those questions. One question could be, what is it you're hoping to get from fill in the blank, this mastermind, this course, this seminar, whatever it is? What are you hoping to get from it? Also, what would make this an incredible event for you? What would make this a home run for you? And if you're the speaker or the facilitator, if you know what people actually came here to do, whether they paid money or just carved out the time to be with you, you can make sure to address some of those key needs and desires of the people who are there. And that makes all the difference. I wonder if any of you have heard of a station called WIIFM. It stands for What's In It For Me. And it's the only station people really ever listen to.
Oh. Okay, I'm a little slow this morning.
Oh no, I'm right there with you, Althea.
Yeah.
And so if we remember that, that's the filter through which people view everything in life. And if we can just get out of our own head and out of our own way long enough to remember that, and always like flip the script so that it's always toward them, we are going to find that we're connecting a whole lot better. Another thing that has been said is the biggest communication problem we have is that we do not listen to understand. We are listening in order to reply. So we're listening and it's like, blah, blah, blah. Would you finish what you're saying? Because I have this great thing I want to say. Well, that doesn't go over very well either, because people can see right through the fact that you're not into them, that you're not listening, that you don't respect what they're saying. And they're actually going to do a lot like what the people did with Carlos. They're going to try to get away from you because they can tell it's all about you. And it's okay for them if it's all about them, but they don't want it to be all about you. Right. One of the things I'm really grateful for is books like this one by John Maxwell, because we can at least learn from the great ideas that he shares. And I've been amazed at just how candid and vulnerable he is with mistakes that he made, big snafus, big mistakes, times that he offended people or really dropped the ball. And it gives me a chance to learn and maybe not make that particular mistake, because I make plenty on my own as it is. Any that I can scratch off the list would be really good. So one of the things that I found so valuable in this book is that he boils down to three key questions. What's going through people's minds? And they may not even be able to articulate it, but it's kind of like going on in their heart whenever they're talking with you or anyone else. And what they really want to know is, do you care for me? Can you help me? And can I trust you? And this could be what they're asking themselves with a school teacher, with a consultant, with a car salesman, with their doctor. But it kind of always boils down to those three questions. And once again, those are, do you care for me? Can you help me? And can I trust you? Why do you think each of these is so important to building deeper communication, deeper connection with other people? Althea?
I think it just fundamentally goes to seeking to understand me and to value me, respect me, and to want to relate to me as a unique individual with whatever my idiosyncrasies and that I bring to the table, my uniqueness that I bring to the table.
So true. I mean, we want to be accepted, and that includes the idiosyncrasy piece. We want to be understood. We want to be heard.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. Anybody else have a comment on that? Sure, Mason.
So we as people are social creatures. We want to connect with others. We want to be connected with. It's a basic human need for majority of people. Well, for everybody at some level. So when you're talking with someone, you want to know you're not just another number, you know, that I am Mason, not just client number 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. student 4, 5, 6, whatever. I want to be a person to acknowledge who I am. So there's nothing wrong with saying that's not being selfish. It's a human desire.
It really is. It really is. And, you know, to the point you made about us being social creatures, we are, of course, in this day and age, but, you know, centuries or millennia ago, being social was key to our survival. And we needed to know who we could trust, and we needed to form alliances in order to survive. It really did take a village for people to survive. It was a group effort to fight against the elements, the animals, and any enemies that they might have had. So yeah, these tight-knit relationships are really key. And even now, we don't have, you know, tigers outside our back door, but we're living in constant sense of threat inside our bodies. Our stress levels are probably higher than people of previous centuries ever had, even though they were fighting for their lives in very real ways. They at least had downtime. We actually don't. We're like under extreme stress pretty much every moment, unless we're being really proactive to control that. And those are skills that we should all work on. That's one of the things I work with my clients for, because I want them to have quality of life and pursue the things that really matter, and get rid of all the other things that really weigh them down. I do want to go over to Angela and see what your comment is.
I remember, I can say decades ago, I was in the military, and the huge thing was Franklin Covey. It was all about Franklin Covey and his concepts and stuff like that. And I still remember to this day, an impact of my life was, he always said that seek first to understand and then be understood. And that has followed me throughout my life after I read about and that and learned about that. And I have found that to this day, it is holds true no matter what, in business relationships, family relationships, at church, on the street, at the banker, at the bus stop, seek first to understand and then be understood. And I will never forget that. So I, and that's how I connect, is I, that's my mind all the time. This person is has value. Seek first to understand and then be understood.
That is so valuable. Thank you. Yeah, we want to esteem others above ourselves. And, you know, if you have a certain measure of confidence and know your worth, you don't need to feel that you're groveling or, you know, undercutting yourself in any way. I'm going to put it this way. Have you ever noticed someone who is, say, in the Marines and they know like 26 ways to kill you with their bare hands? And they've, you know, climbed mountains and done all the things and defended the country. And they're amazing human beings. And, you know, at the instant you meet them, they don't need to brag about themselves. You can just kind of tell. And so for us, if we know that we are persons of value and of worth and that we've got good things going on, yeah, we're a work in progress and all of that, there is no loss to us in showing the spotlight upon another person, asking questions to them and of them, learning more about what makes them tick, what's important to them. We're always going to grow in the process. So we win in that way anyway. And we never know what uplift we may provide for them. This may be the day they really needed someone to listen, hear, understand them. And we may never know how much good it did in their world. So I think as we continue to learn how to do these things more and more effortlessly and effectively, we win and all the people around us are blessed as well. And I did want to tell you, as I was thinking about the three questions, I came up with an easy way to remember them. It's the word chat. Do you care for me? That's the C. Can you help me? That's the H. And can I trust you? That's the T. So that was helpful for me anyway. I wasn't sure if you were speaking out loud, Althea, or just
making it go in.
Yeah. Because I thought they were so valuable. And I'm like, well, what good do they do me if I can't remember them?
Exactly. Making it go in.
Yeah. So with that in mind, those are the things that we needed to cover today. And I wanted to remind you that you can, got my tickle again, that you can grab that PDF summary. At our next meeting, we'll be covering chapter 6, which is connectors, connect on common ground. And I had the date, there it is. It'll be the fourth Friday, like it always is. And that'll be August 26th at 10 a.m. And I will give the floor back to Kathy for whatever you would like to cover. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Linda. I love it. Thank you. So great job, Linda. Thank you for facilitating. You went right through that perfectly. What we're doing is, the purpose of this call is twofold. Number one, we want to show folks how to do a mastermind, and then we want to actually do one. And so that's why I talked early on about the platform and some of the technical piece of it. And then Linda actually facilitated chapter 2 of the book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. So the first session, we cover chapter 1 of the book. We actually do the mastermind over chapter one of the book, Everyone Communicates, Few Connect. But we also want to set the framework. And that's what I did a little bit early on at the beginning of this meetup, even though this is session two. We talked about the framework. How are you actually going to do a mastermind? What platform are you going to use? There's 101 different platforms out there. Use whichever one you're most comfortable with, because once you get the code, or you know, the invitation link, if you will, your viewers should be able to just tap right into it. The one I find a little confusing to me is Hopin. I don't know if anybody has been on Hopin. It's a little bit different. Am I right, Linda, that you're shaking your head? Yes, it is a little bit different for the actual viewer to get in there. It's and it's a little awkward, I think, because, you know, until you get used to it. But again, it's everything you get used to. So pick what works for you and how you're running your business. If you have an all-in-one platform where, you know, you can do your website and your course material and your videos. And if you've got an all-in-one like that, there may be an option inside your platform that you can actually record your videos, and you might want to use that as well. So it's up to you, but just know that there's 101 options out there. I'm choosing Zoom only because most of my audience is more familiar with Zoom, and it makes it easier for on their end. And as you can see, because I rolled this over to a webinar, it was a little bit of an awkward start today because it was from a meeting over to a webinar. So again, once your folks get in, and when I set up my webinar, I did click the box that said, once they register, they do not need to register again. See, once a person read, but that's up to you to click that box. So when you're setting up your webinar, if you're going to use Zoom webinar, pay attention to how you set it up on the back end so that it makes it as easy as possible for your guests. So we're walking that tightrope right now of trying, you know, to keep our stuff kind of, you know, behind a check-in or a registration to keep the hackers out, but to make it as easy as possible for the persons that really want to join the conversation. So it's that fine line that you're trying to solve, you know, for your members. The second session, which is actually today's, we want to talk very briefly about how to invite. So you're saying, okay, now that I've picked my platform, let's say Zoom, for example, and I'm either going to do a meetup or an actual meeting, or I'm going to do a webinar. Once you determine that, once you set up your dates, now how am I going to invite folks? Well, on the meetup, it just gives you an invitation link. If you're going to actually put them in a Zoom meeting, it'll just give you an invitation link, and you can email that out to your email list. You can put that across your social media. But again, anybody that wants to kind of stir the pot and cause a little bit of problem and be a little bit of a hacker, they can get into that invitation rather quickly. And so what happens if you're doing something for free, where you want to use that as the top of your funnel, you know, your free 5-day challenge, for example, is you want folks to tap in because this is your free offer to try to get people to connect with you for whatever your products and services are later. At that point, you could have 10, 20, 30 people. And I don't know about you, but when you look at a Zoom screen like this, for those of you that have been on bigger calls, about 25 squares will show up on the main screen. Once you have more than 25 people, it rolls it to a second screen. And when you're chatting and talking, or especially if you're sharing your screen, you know, with some material, those pictures, those faces disappear. And all of a sudden, you don't know what's going on page 2 and page 3. And that's where some of those hackers will show inappropriate videos or say inappropriate things. And so that's why, again, you want more control. Now, you'll notice when you tapped into the webinar today, I had to physically let you in as a panelist before you could show your screen and show your video and actually communicate. So if you're just doing a 5-day challenge and you have a core group, let's say there's 4 of you that are going to present, you can leave everyone else over in the audience where the only way they can communicate with you is through the chat. And that's why I'm moving all of my free meetups over to webinar, so that if it truly is where And I have a co-host on every call. In this case, Mason is my co-host for this particular group. And Linda, I made her a co-host today because she was actually the one facilitating the mastermind. And the rest of you, I made panelists so that we could see you and you could, we could chat just like it's a meeting because it's a small enough group. If I would have had 100 people tap in today, I would have only let the folks over on as panelists to show up like we're showing up. I would have only let the folks that I know who they are. And I would have left everyone I didn't know over in the audience to just communicate through the chat so they can put their questions in the chat. Althea wants to know, what level of Zoom platform do you recommend for webinar? I have a Business Pro. That's all I have. That's all I have. It depends on how big your audiences get, how often, and it'll show you, if you go to Zoom and look at the pricing, it'll show you when it's time for you to move up a level. If there's features that you're missing that you'd like to use, you may have to move up a level to get those features. Right now, Business Pro seems to work for me for everything that I'm doing. So I think you'll be fine to get started with the Business Pro. There is a free version, by the way, but the free version of Zoom does cut you off, I think, after 40 minutes. You can only have a 40-minute Zoom call, and then and it doesn't give you any warning. You and all of your attendees just disappear at the end of 40 minutes. And so I did immediately go up one level, like Althea, because my calls go longer than that. I didn't want to shut people off. And Debbie's on the call. We've been on some masterminds where we're diving a little deeper, and we've gotten into some really deep conversations where we've been on for an hour and a half because we were right in the middle of something we were really masterminding. So, so anyway, I went up a level for that purpose. So now, how to invite? Well, once you determine what platform you're going to use, and I'm going to use Zoom as an example. If you're going to use just the meeting side, you're going to get an invitation link. If you use the webinar side, you're going to get a registration link. And that's the difference between the two. And with the registration, folks have to put in an email address. And here's why it kind of protects you a little bit, is because with that email address, if you do get a hacker, you can click on their name and report it back to Zoom, and Zoom will pursue it. And because Zoom doesn't want that reputation, of course, for their platform. And so the hackers kind of know that. And so if they see that you're on a webinar, they have a tendency to not hack you. As you still could get some, but they're not as apt to come in. Because they know that you can track their actual email address. Also, if you're using the webinar where they have to register with an email, Zoom gives you a printout of everyone that registered. So you can add to your mailing list. If you're creating an email list and you want a way to capture emails in exchange for something of value, you can actually take those folks that have tapped into your webinar, because obviously they were interested in your topic. That's why they registered. And we've all done it. We've all seen a topic, and it, you know, and as soon as we click that we want to join the webinar, it asks for our email to get into the webinar. And so then we start getting emails from that particular, you know, webinar person. And then we can unsubscribe if later we go, I just wanted to check it out, and I've decided I really don't want to continue to get all of those. You can unsubscribe, but for the most part, and I don't know about you, but when I tap through on something that I'm interested in, you know what? I'm still interested, even if time gets in the way and life gets in the way, and we all have situations that kind of take up our time. And so it's something that we're interested in, but maybe we need to put it on the back burner. Well, I don't unsubscribe from those emails. Do you? I might erase them for a few months, like, okay, I don't have time for that this week, so I'll just delete it. But I don't unsubscribe because you never know. And I have actually deleted emails over some time. And then maybe a month or two later, I have some downtime and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to click through on this today. I've been thinking in the back of my mind that I want to do this, or I want to learn more about this. I have time today to check it out. And for the first time I click through, and then I go, I can't believe I've left all this amazing, you know, super sauce on the table and just have been deleting it for months because this is exactly, you know, what I need. But timing is everything. And so just know that when you're creating a funnel, and a business funnel. And what we're talking about is finding a way to get folks to connect with you for free so that they can start to hear what your message is, and a 5-day challenge, a 5-day free mastermind or 5-session, anything is perfect, because after 5 sessions, 5's the magic number. After 5 sessions, people want it to continue. They want to go on. And so once you get to the end of your 5-day challenge or your 5-day mastermind or masterclass or whatever you're doing, then you can make your offer for your mid-level price. And you can say, hey, if you really like this content, we don't want it to end. You know, here's how you can connect with us. We're gonna, you know, I have a membership site, or I have a Facebook group, or however you want to kind of get them connected on a regular basis with you. And so that's the next step. And, or you can do all kinds of things. And Debbie knows I'm kind of doing a little segue here over to our Build a Better Business, which is a course where we dive a little deeper in all of this information, but you can use all kinds of things as your freebie at the top of your funnel. They could give you their email address in exchange for downloading an ebook. Or they could give you their email in exchange for a PDF with some information that they want, depending on what your product is. Or they can just come to a free meetup and you can just do 1 session on a Zoom call like this. So there's all kinds of ways that they can connect with you. And you might want to save your 5-day challenge or your 5-week mastermind or your 5-session masterclass. You might want to save that for maybe your mid-level offer, to where, you know, once folks connect with you on the front end, maybe that's going to be what your offer is to take them into your 5-day challenge for $47 or $97 or $197 or whatever, but make it a mid-level. The other way is that you could do all kinds of things as your freebie. You could do all kinds of things as your mid-level offer, and you might want to save your 5-day challenge or your 5-session mastermind or masterclass for your high level offer. So you can make what we're doing here, you can make that at any level that you are comfortable with. It depends on what your bread and butter is. And so here's what I ask you to think about is, what is the bread and butter of what you want to do? What message you want to bring to the world, and create a product around that and how you want to monetize that, and then work backward and say, if it's a retreat, see, then a 5-day challenge where you offer the retreat at the end would make a nice funnel. But let's say that your 5-day challenge is your bread and butter. That is where you want to make all your money, is doing these 5-day challenges. So then you want to make that your bread and butter price and work backwards. What would be a mid-level or a free offer to get folks over to that 5-day challenge? So the point that I'm trying to make is that we're learning how to create a 5-session something, whether it's a 5-day challenge, 5-session mastermind, masterclass, whatever. Decide where you want that to fit in your funnel. Do you want that to be your free offer to get folks to get to know, like, and trust you? Do you want that to be your mid-level offer, where it's your stepping stone over to your core offer? Or do you want it to be your core offer? And so once you decide where you want that to fit in your funnel of bringing customers to you, then decide, how do you want to invite folks to that? So we're going to talk today as if, for a few moments here, as if it's your free offer. Let's say it's your top level free offer. It's your first thing that folks see about you. You just want them to get to know, like, and trust you and your message. And so you're going to offer a 5-day challenge, just to get folks to sign up. So you're going to choose a platform where they have to register, because you're trying to capture their email addresses so that they become part of your mailing list. And so at that point, you've got your registration link. So now you can put that registration link out in your email to those that already are on your mailing list. You can put that registration link across all your social media. Hey, got a 5-day challenge coming up. It's free. Click here to join the challenge. And they click and a registration form comes up. Or you can then put it over into a meetup.com. If you've not used meetup.com, meetup.com, it's kind of like Eventbrite. Have we all heard about Eventbrite? And of course, Facebook events. So let me make another comment. So this is going to be a big aha moment for all of you if you haven't done this yet. an actual sales page, landing page, and sales funnel is the same thing. Let me say that again. Whether it's a sales page, a landing page, or an actual, when I say sales funnel, it's like the click funnels. Those are all the same thing. And so it's up to you how involved you want to get creating your landing page, your sales page, or your sales funnel. You can do it inside your website. You can just make a page that is your sales page, your landing page, or your funnel. It says here's step 1, 2, and 3. You can do that right inside your website and then kind of hide that page, but use that URL to advertise to get folks to click through. But Eventbrite is free, especially if you're doing a free meetup. If you're going to do a free meetup or a free 5-day challenge or whatever, Eventbrite is free. They only charge you if you charge. It's a percentage of your fee is their fee. So it's free. Eventbrite is a ready-made landing page, sales funnel. Eventbrite is already done for you. You just plug in your picture, your title, a description of what you're doing, and your cost. And if this is going to be your freebie, it's done for you. So that's the link. It's already your landing page, sales funnel. You're going to take that Eventbrite link and you're going to just market the heck out of it. You're going to send it out to all your emails. You're going to put it across all your social media. You're going to advertise it. If you're on a Clubhouse room and you get to post a link at the top of your Clubhouse room, that's the link you're going to use. Because it's your sales page. You can now, when you write a sales page, I'm going to really make it super simple for everyone. When you're writing a sales page, whether you're putting it on Eventbrite, whether you're putting it in Meetup, whether you're putting it on a page in your website, doesn't matter. If you're creating that landing page, slash sales funnel, it's all the same thing. You're going to answer who, what, when, where, how. Who, what, when, where, how. And you know what? One of the easy ways to do the who, what, when, where, how is to just put it in bold. Who with a colon. And remember, what is it that Linda said earlier? You know, have you ever listened to that radio station? What's in it for me? Yeah. Who? What's in it for your audience? That's the who. Who for anyone that wants to know blah, 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 whatever your message is. See, that's the who. So that if they're in that group, they're going to say, oh, that's me. Yeah. So what? Well, okay. It's going to be a virtual online 5-day challenge. So that's the who, that's the what. When? Here's the date the 5-day challenge starts. And don't forget to put your time zone in, because on virtual, you're going to reach across different time zones. So who, what, when? Who, what, when, where? Where? It's on any device that you want to tap into. You can use your laptop, your smartphone, so you're going to tell them where, who, what, when, where, how. How? Click the link below and register. See, so all of a sudden you've made it super simple, and what a great funnel that is, because all of a sudden now they're attracted to your picture and your title line, and now they're going to click through and you're going to tell them who, what, when, where, how. And they're going to say, I'm in. And they're going to click through and get the link to your 5-day challenge. So don't make it super complicated. Use technology that's already out there. Eventbrite is free. Meetup, I don't think it's free. I think three different channels, not just meetup meetings. You can have three different channels on one meetup platform, I think. But I don't think it's very expensive. Don't quote me. I think it's maybe $100 for the whole year to be on Meetup, and you can have three different actual meetups. And so I advertise on Meetup. I advertise on Eventbrite. I advertise on my Facebook events. Each one of my lanes has its own Facebook group. And then I populate my events inside that Facebook group. And then I can advertise all of that. So no matter where folks go, they can find the event, they can find how to tap in. And again, it's very cost effective. And that is how you get folks invited to come to your first 5-day challenge. And I'll use the term 5-day challenge, but it could be a mastermind, it could be a masterclass. And so we'll talk briefly the difference, and I know we're running over just a bit, but we'll talk very briefly about the differences between a challenge, a mastermind, and a masterclass. You have to understand the difference between being a moderator and a facilitator. A moderator is when you also inject your opinion and you can tell your stories and then generate the conversation around what you've injected into the conversation. And that's a moderator. If you're facilitating, then you're not putting any of your own opinion in there. And here is a perfect example. When we have those political debates and you have a news media person that's facilitating the debate, they're not supposed to mention their opinion at all. See, they're just facilitating the two opinions. Are you with me? So a facilitator doesn't put their own opinion in. A facilitator is just facilitating everyone to make sure everyone in the room has a voice. And so when you're doing a 5-day challenge, you're going to want to moderate that because it's your topic, and you're going to want to moderate and put in your opinion of your topic and then facilitate. So you're kind of wearing both hats and then kind of facilitate the conversation around. And so today, Linda was actually moderating this particular mastermind because she would bring to the conversation what she had read in the book and what she felt about it and how she felt about it. And then she would put on the facilitator's hat and facilitate everyone else having a voice to comment on that particular topic. And so you're going to be a moderator when you're doing a 5-day challenge. If you're doing a 5-session mastermind, generally you're going to wear both hats. You're going to be the moderator at the beginning to launch the information, just like Linda did today, and then facilitate everyone talking. If you're doing a masterclass, on a masterclass, you're the teacher up front, and you're basically just, it's almost like an infomercial. If you're doing a masterclass, you're just bringing tons and tons of value and information to the folks that are listening. And then you're going to open it up for questions at the end. So you're not the moderator or the facilitator. You're the teacher on a masterclass. You're teaching a subject, a topic, a principle. You're teaching something. And so now you can make it kind of a hybrid, which is what I like to do. In my masterminds, when we go deeper on my membership level, it's $25 a month, and you get two of my masterminds for the same price. When those folks tap into my masterminds, I kind of teach the first half. You know, I say, here's what we're, like I'm doing right now. Here's what we're learning. Here's what I'm going to share with you. Here's what I'm teaching you. But then I segue kind of in the middle and I go, now, what is everybody else's thoughts, questions, concerns? Now let's mastermind that. Let's have a conversation. And I turn into a moderator at that point. I'm still using my voice and my opinion, but now somebody might say, well, Kathy, I kind of agree with you, but I disagree with this because this is my experience. Then we all learn from that, even me. So I turn it into almost a hybrid where I'm doing a master class at the beginning and we're masterminding something at the second half. And you can do that. You'll find your voice, you'll find your style, you'll find your pattern. It doesn't matter whether you're teaching, facilitating, or moderating. You could weave in and out of all three of those things throughout your call. It has to be you, your authentic you. I just want you to understand how you're going to advertise that, because your readers will expect a certain thing, whether you call it a challenge, a mastermind, or a masterclass. If you call it a masterclass, they're expecting to just get tons of value from you learning something. And we've all clicked on those links in Facebook, maybe, where it's a topic we're interested in. And then you get the person that's teaching you about something. Okay, that would be a masterclass. And you can have a 1-session masterclass, or you can have a 5-session masterclass. Again, it's up to you on what works for your message. And if you want to dive deeper, we've just started a mastermind for this group in the membership site for $25 a month. And we are actually learning how to put together the 5 sessions for you. And so that's what's in it for you, is by joining the the $25 membership site, you actually can attend. It's the fourth Monday of every month. And I always have to look at my calendar just to make sure I say that correctly. I'm looking here now. And 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, it is. So on the 25th, coming this Monday, we are on at 12 noon. The mastermind is on at 12 noon this coming Monday. And we're going to actually dive a little deeper, just like the information I gave you here. We're going to dive a little deeper. We're going to look at those different platforms. We're going to look at those different sales pages like Eventbrite and Meetup on which ones we want to use and how they look. And then as we move on, we're going to talk about once you set the framework, once you know how to invite, how do you price it? What are the different price levels? And we're going to determine who is your audience and how do you determine what they can afford to pay? Because I'll give you a quick example. My audience is an earlier version of me, working minimum wage jobs and didn't have really any cash to spend on anything. And so if that's my audience and that's who I want to reach, and then I have a $10,000 ticket, the people that need it the most can afford it the least. So I'm going to miss my audience. So I have to decide who my audience is first. Then I decide where I want my price point to be that matches my audience. Okay. If you have a heart for a particular audience, you have to set your price point, what they're expecting, and not, you have to enter the conversation in their heads and not make them enter the conversation in yours. Okay, so we're going to talk about how to price. And then finally, we're going to talk about how to launch. So once you have your framework, you know how you're going to invite, you know what your sales pages are going to look like, you know where your price point is going to be. And then we're going to talk about how do you launch this whole thing? How do you get it off the ground and going? So anyway, that's what I have to offer. And I just want to say thank you for everyone that came on today. I hope that you found some value in this. And I hope that it's inspired you to take the next step to put together your 5-day something, whatever that's going to be. And again, if you just want to do a 1-day meetup or a 1-day masterclass or a 1-day challenge to kind of get started, if you're not ready to do a 5-session one, you're welcome to do just one. You don't have to do a five-day anything to get started. That's up to you. So are there any questions or anything before we go? I just want to make sure I don't leave anybody hanging out there. Althea, you wanted to know what email manager for marketing do I recommend, MailChimp or another? It's whatever one you're comfortable using, because I am creating courses and I wanted a platform to save my courses and all of my videos. I chose Teachable as my platform. And so Teachable is my email manager because everything goes to Teachable. And that way I have it all in one place. So I simply did that because that's where I'm housing all my stuff. So it's whatever works for you. Yes. Did you have another question?
Yes. I want to get clarity in my head about the upcoming sessions. You spoke of the session on that's going to occur on Monday. Mm-hmm. And you spoke of the sessions that occurs every fourth Friday. Mm-hmm. So to learn how to actually create a mastermind and to everything that you last said, you know, looking at the sites, looking at eWrite, you know, tailoring your price point, looking at, you know, who's your audience, which session am I attending?
Okay, here's the scoop. The fourth Friday one is my free one. That's at the top of my funnel. And it worked perfectly because Althea, you're here today. Everybody else has been here before. So that's the point, is to bring new people in. And then the Monday one is where we dive deeper on the same information.
Okay.
And so that's the only difference. So you'll get the same information here. It's just, we do a deeper dive on Mondays and everyone gets to share screen with what they're doing and how they're doing it, but it's the same information.
Okay. So is that the one that I pay for? I'm just trying to figure out.
Yes. The Friday one is always free. The Monday mastermind is the membership group for 25.
Okay. And so I need to go out to your site and I can find that link to do that, et cetera.
Yes. I'm going to put it in the chat. It's kathybinner.com. Just go to kathybinner.com and scroll down my homepage until you come to the 5-day challenges. And then you can just scroll to the mastermind one. Now, once you join that, send me a text or send me, and I'll put my phone number in. I love text because I answer those right away. I see those pop up when I'm busy. So there is my phone number. So once you join one, please text me because you get a second one included at no charge.
Okay.
You'll get a second mastermind. And I recommend if where you're going is building something like this, I recommend the actual 5-day challenge mastermind, which is the one we're talking about, and the build a better business one.
Okay.
Those are the two that kind of go together.
Okay. And so I'll see both of those on your site.
Yes. Yes. Okay. But join just one and then text me and I'll add the second one to your cart for free.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments? Debbie, do you have any comments about Debbie's been with me from the beginning. Debbie was with me when Debbie and I, we created our businesses 5 years ago together at my kitchen table.
I remember. It was actually a lot of fun. It was interesting. It was. Yes. And I have learned so much from all of these different masterminds that you can't go wrong with anything. And for Kathy, she's a great teacher. She stays on point and she...
Well, unless I get hacked.
True.
Now, I do want to give Debbie a little plug. Debbie has, she has launched a podcast and it's called Fireside Chat with Debbie Marks. And so she is on YouTube and has her podcast and she simply interviews up and coming entrepreneurs. And so that's a great way. We talk about once you get your platform situated and you get your offers in line, you know, whether it's your freebie, your core mid-level or your core offer, then we talk about how do you advertise all of that. And one of the ways to advertise that is to become a guest on podcast. And so it goes out there and your name starts to go out on these different podcasts. And Debbie offers that platform to help get your name out there because she'll interview different entrepreneurs to bring their message. Again, what's in it for me? She interviews them to get their message out there so that, you know, your business becomes a household name and Debbie helps elevate that. So thank you for that, Debbie. And thank so Angela is wanting to start her consulting coaching. I'm not sure exactly if it's clear in her mind how she's going to label that just yet. And then Mason is quite the storyteller and he is also an author and is, we're trying to launch him. And then of course, Linda has her business, which she is right now with the loss of her father. She definitely gets to see the questions that folks have firsthand. You know, I mean, we all know, but sometimes when we're in the soup, it helps us to be a little more authentic and we know exactly what our listeners really need from us when we're doing the same struggles. So we're all in it together. So welcome everyone. Glad you're here. And thank you for hanging out with us. We're a little over today, so we're going to go, but oh, Angela, did you have a question? Go ahead. Angela, you're on mute.
Thank you. I just wanted to express my condolences to Linda and also to say how you should be like full of joy and how blessed you are to have the opportunity to share your father and stuff. So because some people absolutely don't have that. And I'm excited, and I don't know if that's the right word or not, but I just feel like something that his life that he imparted to you is going to enable you to express, even to, it's going to even enhance your business, enhance your life. He's going to be able to spread all that. And so I'm just so excited that you had the opportunity and that I know that you are absolutely going to do that. So I'm excited for you. Even though it's a loss, it's actually, I feel it's a gain as well. So.
I, Linda, did you have something? I didn't want to step on you. Did you have something you wanted to say?
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you so much for that. And yeah, I mean, there's been so much growth in me, you know, through this process. But I want to give kudos to my dad, because he was a work in progress. And he, you know, when you're raising your children, you're trying to keep the wolf from the door and keep food on the table, start your business and grow it. And as all the years went on, he just grew and became the most awesome grandfather and great grandfather. And even when he was so sick at the end, it was just like Jesus in the Bible, let the little children come, you know, we tried to shoo them out so they wouldn't disturb him. He was like, no, 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 I want to see them. And so, you know, you're not with your parents during all the things in their lives because you grew up and move away, but to see all the facets of the kinds of people that he was active with, once again, deep connections in so many areas, and seeing people who step up and offer to help in all the ways, you know, bringing the meals and all. It's been a true opportunity to be blessed. And I'm still processing all of it.
Well, we're so sorry that you and your family are going through this time, and we extend our condolences to you and your whole family. I remember when Mark and I went through it, we often would look at each other and say, well, we don't want to do this every day, but we wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Mm. Yeah.
So with that, we are going to end. And so we will see everyone next month, but go to Meetup. Check out my name. You can tap into any of the free meetups, and then go to kathybenner.com and feel free to tap into any of the actual masterminds. So we'll see everyone next time. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.